and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Titus, my son, to the pure all things are pure, but to the corrupt and unbelieving nothing is pure. Their very minds and consciences are corrupted. They profess to know God, but they deny Him by their deeds. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good deed. But as for you, teach what befits sound doctrine. Bid the older men be temperate, serious, sensible, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Bid the older women likewise to be reverent in behavior, not to be slanderous or slaves to drink. They are to teach what is good, and to train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be sensible, chaste, domestic, kind, and submissive to their husbands, that the word of God may not be discredited. Likewise, urge the younger men to control themselves. Show yourself in all respects a model of good deeds, and in your teaching show integrity, gravity, and sound speech that cannot be censured, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say to us. Bid slaves to be submissive to their masters, and to give satisfaction in every respect. They are not to be refractory, nor to pilfer, but to show entire and true fidelity, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 37 and 38, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 8. At that time Jesus was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet. And early in the morning all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and engaged to give him money. So he agreed and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." On this day, the 11th of December, we commemorate Daniel the Stylite of Constantinople. This saint was from the village of Marutha in the region of Samosata in Mesopotamia. He became a monk at the age of 12. After visiting St. Simeon the Stylite and receiving his blessing, he was moved with zeal to follow his marvelous way of life. At the age of 42, guided by Providence, he came to Annapolis in the environs of Constantinople in the days of the Holy Patriarch Anatolius, who was also healed by St. Daniel of a very grave malady and sought to have him live near him. Upon coming to Annapolis, St. Daniel first lived in the church of the Archangel Michael. But after some 9 years, St. Simeon the Stylite appeared to him in a vision, commanding him to imitate his own ascetical struggle upon a pillar. The remaining 33 years of his life, he stood for varying periods on three pillars, one after another. He stood immovable in all weather, and once his disciples found him covered with ice after a winter storm. He was a counselor of emperors. The pious Emperor Leo the Great fervently loved him and brought his royal guests to meet him. It was at St. Daniel's word that the holy relics of St. Simeon the Stylite were brought to Constantinople from Antioch, and it was in his days that the Emperor Leo had the relics of the three holy children brought from Babylon. St. Daniel also defended the church against the error of the Eutychians. Having lived through the reigns of the emperors Leo, Zeno, and Basiliscus, he reposed in 490 at the age of 84. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.